Welcome to today's episode of Tech Unplugged, where we dive into the cutting-edge world of animation technology, focusing specifically on an exciting new tool that's perfect for artists and animators alike. Have you ever wished that the charming doodles your kids bring home could come to life? Well, stay tuned, as we'll be exploring a revolutionary project called Animated Drawings, which stems from a fascinating paper titled A Method for Animating Children's Drawings of the Human Figure. So, what exactly is animated drawings? Picture this, a system that breathes life into children's drawings, transforming static images into fluid animations. This project is a creative playground where you can animate your own drawn characters with ease. If you've ever thought about venturing into the world of animation, but were unsure where to start, this could be the gateway you've been looking for. The core idea is not just to animate typically rigid figures, but to capture the unique charm and variety of children's drawings. It harnesses cutting-edge machine learning to automatically generate animations based on the inherent creativity of each drawing. According to the creators, it's designed to be user-friendly enough for anyone to explore, regardless of their technical background. How cool is that? Now let's break down the process. Once you've set up the animated drawings project, ideally within a Python virtual environment to keep things neat and tidy, you can start animating. You simply pop open a terminal, activate the environment, and use an easy command to engage with the software. For example, you can begin with a simple interactive window where you can manipulate your animated character right there on your screen. Have you ever tried to save your work in a specific format? Animated Drawings lets you export your creations as videos or even transparent GIFs, which is fantastic if you want to share your animations on social media or use them in your presentations. Just imagine animating a drawing of your favorite character and then sending it out as a fun gift to your friends. And wait, there's so much more. You can even animate your own drawn characters by creating what's called annotation files, which the system uses to understand how to animate them. Don't worry, you don't have to do this manually. The project includes tools to automate the annotation process. No tedious sketching required here. For those of you who might be a bit more tech savvy and want to get deeper into the weeds of customization, you can experiment with adjusting configuration files to create unique effects or even rig multiple characters to interact within a scene. It's like directing your own mini animated film. And let's not forget about the use of BVH files. These are motion capture files that allow you to apply human movements to your characters. You can record yourself dancing, export that as a BVH file, and voila, your character is busting a move. Now, let's pivot a little. The project encourages creativity and experimentation, inviting users to share their creations with the world. If you do find yourself creating something beautiful, don't hesitate to shout it out on social media using the hashtag FairAnimatedDrawings. Let's build a community around this joyful fusion of art and technology. As we wrap up, it's clear that the Animated Drawings project is more than just a tool. It's a celebration of creativity, inviting everyone, from children to professional artists, to engage with the art of animation in a way that was never before possible. So, whether you're a parent looking to animate your child's drawings, a budding animator, or just someone who loves technology and creativity, this project offers something exciting for everyone. What will you animate first? Your favorite character? A silly doodle? The possibilities are boundless. That's it for today's episode, but I want to leave you with a question. How do you think animation